Over the weekend, arts organizations in the Philadelphia region and across the country were informed they would not receive money that had already been awarded by the National Endowment for the Arts. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports the federal agency changed its guidelines midway through the funding cycle.
The emails came late in the evening last Friday, informing organizations that promised federal funds had been clawed back. The co-artistic director of the Philadelphia Theater Company, Tyler Dubrowski, said they would not be reimbursed $50,000 that was spent months ago to produce a musical about cancer called Nightside Songs.
We definitely need it, and we're counting on it. It's not impossible to recover that amount of money. We're a $4 million organization. There are things that we can do, but to have the federal government pull back on money that had already been awarded can be very disheartening.
The email Dubrowski received said the NEA is altering its funding guidelines to align with, quote, the priorities of the president, and a musical about cancer no longer fit. The NEA sent hundreds, maybe thousands of such emails to organizations across the country. The CEO of the Greater Philadelphia Cultural Alliance, Patricia Wilson-Aden, said the widespread elimination of already awarded funds is, quote, a breach of public trust. The managing director of the Wilma Theater in Philadelphia, Lee Goldenberg, will not receive a $25,000 NEA grant that she had budgeted for the play The Half God of Rainfall. It ran and closed over a month ago.
I think what is a surprise and a big question for us is how can they apply the new guidelines to projects that were awarded under the previous guidelines.
The NEA itself is on the chopping block, slated for elimination in President Donald Trump's proposed 2026 budget, along with the National Endowment for the Humanities and the Institute for Museum and Library Services. A new play development company in Philadelphia, Playpen, lost a $15,000 grant for its annual conference of playwrights. That's roughly the cost to stage one script reading. So artistic director Sheree Adams is planning to present just three new plays this summer instead of four.
What we do best, really, is amplifying marginalized voices. Or I think it's an attempt to silence those voices. It's much bigger than Playpen, right? It's like this attempt to control the art that is in the world.
Many theater companies are reaching out to their individual donor bases to make up for the lost federal funds, and some are pondering a possible collective response to the federal government. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.